Today we are going to use this letter that Jeremiah wrote to God's people to help us stay oriented as a people on a journey of faith together. For 120 years, this church has sought to be a place of Christian witness and mission in Edmonton. Way back in 1893, Louise Bellamy started a home church in Edmonton. And yes, Louise is some long, long distant relative of Anne Bellamy. And so she started this home church, and then this church became First Baptist Church. And now, 120 years later, we're still standing. But perhaps we ought to ask once in a while, well, what are we standing for? What's the point? What is our present call for such a time as this? And so today seems to be a good time to pause and perhaps renew or reorient ourselves around our mission and vision in the city. So I'm putting these under the banner of listening, moved, seeking. If you grew up in churchland in the 80s, there was this growing trend to market the church. It was the CEO era of the church, and churches in North America were busy thinking of ways that they could get people to come back to church. And lots of churches tried to dream up of these relevant, non-threatening, comfortable ways to get people to come back. I can remember being a 20-year-old at First Baptist Lethbridge and hearing about Willow Creek Community Church and this young upstart, Bill Hybels. And they were singing songs like Bette Midler's The Rose on Sunday morning instead of hymns and choruses. Some say love, it is a flower. We're not going to start doing that at First Edmonton, everybody. But that's what was going on in the 80s, and it was working. They're setting up coffee shops in their foyers. They were singing Bette Midler, and people were starting to come back to church. Now, in the 80s, FBC Edmonton was a really small church and wondering how they were going to renew their mission and vision in the city. And in the midst of this movement and time for church in North America, First Baptist Church called Gary Nelson to be our senior minister. And Gary served and thrived here from 1989 to 2000. And it was in that era that our church celebrated its 100th anniversary, 1993. And that's when these banners were made. And that's when that beautiful art piece in the chapel was done. And many of you were here in that era and actually stitched threads in that banner. True? Raise your hand if you stitched threads in that banner in 1992-93. You were here. And so it was also during that era that we came up with this vision statement, seeking the peace and well-being of the city. And how many of you knew that our mission statement was from Jeremiah 29? Raise your hand nice and high. How many of you are in the loop here? Nice and high. I want to see. How many of you really know why this is on our bulletin? Okay. Only like 20% of you. This is why we're doing this. Why, out of all the scriptures, why did Jeremiah 29 emerge as the vision mission statement for our church? Well, the background is that in the late 80s, Gary Nelson wasn't reading Bill Hybels. He was reading Walter Brueggemann, and he was reading Ray Bakke. He was reading Leslie Newbegin. And these were voices that were saying, the church, the glory days of the church are done. Church is no longer at the center of society. Actually, church is moving to the margins of society, the borderlands. And Gary looked around First Baptist Church Edmonton and the late 80s of Edmonton and said, true. And so how ought we to be as the church for such a time as this? Now, maybe you wonder, how in the world do I think I know what Gary was thinking? Well, he taught me a course in my doctoral ministry course called Revisioning the Church for the 21st Century, and he told me all these stories about you. 1998, just story after story. Well, my church, we do in my church. And then I also talked to Gary this week to make sure my story was straight. And so he was looking around and saying, yeah, maybe we should sell the place, move to the suburbs and sing Bette Midler song. But no, he realized, no, we need to be a prophetic voice in the city. And even though we might be feeling pushed to the margins as this small church in downtown Edmonton, we will still choose to be this voice of grace and hope and good news and gospel. And so the passage from Jeremiah is there for us to continue to live into. We are not going to sit around pity partying, wondering where everyone else went. Where are the glory days? We continue to press into this prophetic word to us, to build, to live, to plant, to eat, to give and take. It's all there in verse 5. God says to his people, he says to us, hunker down, live in the place where I have placed you. It's not an accident. It's not an oversight. And that's what First Baptist Church Edmonton did 20-odd years ago. We built on the heritage of our past, the faithful witness, devotion of generations of Christians who'd gone before us. Gary told me this past week that Tom Millman had this phrase during that era. He said, as Christ laid down his life for the church, so we as the church ought to lay down our lives for the city. Doesn't that echo what Jeremiah seemed to be saying in verses 5 to 7? Verse 7, seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your own welfare. And perhaps that word welfare doesn't sit as nicely with you as the original text. The word was shalom, which in the Hebrew means peace. And it's not just this simple peace, it's this broad peace. Walter Brueggemann, when he talks about shalom, he says, shalom is the central vision of the Bible, in which all of creation is one, every creature is in community with every other, living in harmony and security toward the joy and well-being of every other creature. That's shalom, living a way of God in the world that brings joy and well-being to every other creature and all of creation. And so my hunch is that that's the shalom that Gary and church council and you as a community of faith who were here in those days were thinking ought to be pursued for the peace and well-being of the city. And the hope and promise for us as the people of God is that God continues God's good and restoring work. And we join in on that as a people who seek peace and well-being in this place. And so my exhortation and encouragement to us as we look at the words of the prophet again today is keep on doing what we're doing. That wherever God calls us, day after day, week after week, month after month, whether it's with friends or families or the poor beggar we meet on the street or that rich CEO that we rub shoulders with at some community meeting, or maybe it's that busker on Jasper Avenue, or maybe it's even in the midst of our enemies. How might God use us to seek peace and well-being in the city for such a time as this? Now, I hope one of the things you also hear as we talk about our mission is that this seeking and going comes from a place of listening and being moved by the story of God. So I also want to remind us at this time that that's why we gather week after week. That's why we worship. That's why we pray. That's why we sing these hymns of our faith. That's why we confess. That's why we argue. That's why we try to work things out in grace and mercy. We do that because we're trying to wrestle together to listen to the heart of God. And we're trying to listen to the heart of God through the story of God. these living scriptures that speak to us of a God who has been faithful for generations and a God who will be faithful to bring God's good work, restoring work, to pass, even in this day. I thought of the Apostle Paul, who echoes the words of the prophets. Philippians 1:7, Paul writes, "God, who began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." Or the words from the letter of the Hebrews, and we talked about this at our church council retreat recently, building on our heritage of faith, but looking into the future, Hebrews chapter 12. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." So we do this not in our own strength, not by leaning on our own understanding or coming up with clever ideas of how we'll keep this church going. No, we do this as a people who corporately listen to the heart of God, who are moved by a living story written by a living God. And then we do this seeking of peace and well-being, of shalom in our city with neighbors, friends, enemies, and strangers alike. And the promise for us in the final phrase of verse 7 today is that as we seek the shalom of others, we will find our own shalom, individually and corporately. Now, it's such a radical idea, and yet it's a promise for us from God that as we seek, as we pursue, as we put our energy and our blood and our sweat and our tears into shalom, in those places we find the shalom of God. Carol, our music minister, Daniel Coleman, wrote and arranged this last hymn that we will sing today. And they shape beautifully for us the heart of Jeremiah 29. Thank you, Carol. You are honoring your Mennonite heritage very nicely. Peace and well-being. Shalom, not just locally, but to the ends of the earth. And that final verse in that song, "Praise to God," we sing the story of Yahweh's faithful constancy, gathering us all together here in this busy urban heart. Celebrants of life abundant, bearers of well-being and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers, hear the songs of our hearts. Keep us faithful to our mission and vision, both now and forevermore. Amen.